This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good Tuesday morning to all. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. Jason Bishop is also with us today.
Morning, fellas.
Hello. Like that you're rocking. I like that you've got your Terps black on before the blackout this Friday
night lights
as the Terps take on Northwestern.
By the way, Cakes is looking for tickets and for a parking pass and for a tailgating spot. He told me during the break yesterday.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up because I already have a tailgate secured, Scotty's Vodka tailgate.
Okay, there you go.
I already have tickets and a parking pass all secured.
You got it all taken care of.
I'm good to go. I'm ready to rock on Friday night. Should be a fun event. John Paul Flame is also here.
I am here.
Mm-hmm. And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Rounds out your Junks foursome.
How are you?
I am doing well. Hope all is well with you.
I got an annoying toenail that needs clipped. So I brought in a clippers. I'll go out there and do it during a break.
It's just, toenail clipping during the show. That's a new one.
I do appreciate
that. I won't do it in here.
That you're going to take it out of the studio and do it. Yeah, because that's kind of gross.
It's just bothering me, and I just haven't had time to deal with it.
I'm dealing
with
nail?
It today. Yeah. Mm. I don't know. It's just my toes are all messed up.
Yeah.
I'm basically a wreck. My teeth are falling apart. My toes are killing me.
Right.
My car's busted. I still have an AC thing upstairs that I got to get addressed.
You call our good friends at Crop.
I
need to thank Crop,
home.
By the way. Our one of our pals, Zach Kruger, had an AC emergency last weekend, and he reached out to me. And I was like, let me see what I can do. And I reached out to our friends at Crop. They took care of it. They
Very
were out
nice.
There, they were out there on a weekend.
Of course.
Basically on an emergency call.
I believe Zach Kruger, a new father.
He is a new father, yes. That's why the
Congrats
AC
to Zach.
The AC was an issue because they have a newborn in the house.
Right. Hey, did you wake up with the number one offense in the NFL, the Washington Commanders, averaging 31 points a game?
I think we have woken up with the Commanders.
Because the Saints played last night, and their offense is fraudulent.
Their offense,
front-loaded in the first two games. Yesterday, technically, the Saints were scoring more points per game than the Washington Commanders. But right now, I'm on NFL stats, and points per game, number one at 31 points per game is the Washington Commanders. Now, number two is the Baltimore Ravens at 29.4.
Well, they're on a collision
Clash
course.
Clash of Titans on Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome game on Sunday. But you mentioned Monday Night Football. I don't know what's happened to that Saints offense. I mean, they were just... Now, part of it was in week one, they took on the Carolina Panthers.
That big helps. Part of it.
Okay, that's a big part. But then they went in.
In week one, and that was with Bryce Young.
That was with Bryce Young.
Yep.
But then in week two, they go on the road and they
boat race
the Cowboys.
Yep.
I think it was 91 points in the first two games. You're like, this offense has stumbled onto something. But all they've done in the last 3 weeks is basically stumbled, including a 13-point output last night in Kansas City.
Kansas City also has a very good defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It largely led them to win the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Last year's Super Bowl wasn't because their offense was scoring 40 points per game.
Right.
That defense was pretty special. Chris Jones was a stud throughout the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
And if
that defense is really good.
And if you watch that game last night, it was like... It was like something from like 2018 or 2019. If you look at the skill position players, they were led in rushing by Kareem Hunt,
yep.
whose best days I thought were behind him, but he goes for over 100, finds the end zone last night on 27 carries. And Juju Smith-Schuster mm-hmm. leads the Chiefs in receiving with 7 grabs for 130 yards. Now they have to kind of piecemeal things together with Rashee Rice out for the season. Travis Kelce before last week had been struggling. He puts up another nice game, 9 grabs for 70 for him.
He also had the pitch on the one catch.
He did, yeah.
Which Andy Reid was kind of coy about during halftime, whether it was planned. He was like, we practice that every day. I don't know if it was a called play. But Kelsey's done that a few times mm-hmm. where he gets out in the open and he's about to get tackled and he pitches to somebody else.
Yes. It had to have been planned. I think it had to have
been. I don't know if it was planned to Piron. They showed that camera view of where Piron was in and he was like chipping and then I think he just got out of there and I think what they do practice is he's okay with lateraling as long as it's safe.
It's just it's obviously a feature of their offense, like something that they certainly practice every day because it was way too smooth.
Yeah, but I don't think, just my opinion,
that
play was called for Kelce to pitch to Piron. I just think they have the green light to do that in certain situations.
I think they've done it enough that it's kind of instinctive for him.
Right.
Because that's what it looked like.
Remember, Kelce had only 12 targets in the first three games
mm-hmm.
and only a total of 8 catches in the first three games
yep.
total. He's had 16 catches in the last two.
Yeah, so. I mean, they have to lean on him with Rice sideline, no Pacheco in the backfield, like some of their top weapons are sidelined.
So I told you, I saw one of those NFL guys who goes through the film, and he said that Kelce had been open.
Mm-hmm.
In the early games.
Yeah, the idea that he all of a sudden just smashed into the wall and was like a zilch made no sense.
Other than he is getting older.
He's getting older, but there's usually not a precipitous drop-off like that.
No.
I don't know.
But as Cake said, it is weird to look at a box score and watch a game when Kareem Hunt and Juju Smith-Schuster are the ones who are standing out.
Hey, then when the Chiefs score 26 and Mahomes does not throw a touchdown, it's very strange.
Give them credit because that's their biggest margin of victory on the year so far, 13-point win. They'd had a lot of squeakers before this. I mean, they've mm-hmm. been in close games. So they kind of took advantage of an opponent who's they're trying to find their way on offense after coming out of the gates hot.
Yeah.
Now, maybe next week is better for the Saints because I think they take on the Bucs. And we just saw them get shredded by Atlanta last week. So maybe
it's not good if they don't have their quarterback.
He goes out with an oblique injury.
Yeah.
But you know how you say, and I agree, that the Saints offense and a little bit of a fraud, they built it early and then kind of just way big time coming back to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special over mm-hmm. there. Even though the Chiefs are 5-0, they're not like a dominant 5-0. They might be a fraudulent 5-0.
They've been in close games.
On
they've been
some level.
They've been leaning on their defense to help them win games.
I think
I don't know
vulnerable.
How you call them fraudulent.
I would say vulnerable 5-0.
That's fine, but they've won the last couple of Super Bowls, haven't they?
No, of course, in previous years, but they're not the same right now.
Maybe not. Well,
they're not the same.
Like Cakes pointed out, I mean, they got some major injuries
for sure, and I do think it's taken its toll.
So I think that's
and Mahomes, he does make spectacular plays that they don't even connect on them sometimes. You saw the one where he did the pirouette and he did a little spin move right in the goal line and he threw it to, the tight end or whatever. It didn't connect on it. I think they ended up having to kick a field goal there. But, God,
hey, despite all of the warts they may have, they're 5-0. And they, last night, at least the one game snapshot, they outgained New Orleans 460 to 220.
Yeah.
And they held the ball for basically 40 minutes to 20.
Right.
Like it was just an utter domination.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes, he's become a guy who throws a lot of interceptions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yesterday it was one where it was behind his receiver. It did hit the receiver's hands, but it was behind him. And then really a good play on the ball by a big man.
Oh, that was
who stumbled
awesome.
And rumbled for about 35 yards after the interception.
He looked so fluid when he was running.
Yep.
He looked great. That just shows you what great athletes these guys are. I mean, they're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He probably needed oxygen after that run, though.
I hear what you're saying about the Chiefs, and they clearly aren't the same.
I feel like they're vulnerable.
But they still find ways to win.
Yeah.
Especially at home.
Extremely well coached.
So, yeah, I mean, they're probably not as potent offensively because of the injuries, but they always find ways to win.
Yeah, Andy Reid probably won't win it because of what Kevin O'Connell is doing so far in Minnesota and some of the other really good coaching jobs, but he should be in the mix for a coach of the year. When you lose your top wideout, you lose your top running back, mm-hmm. and your team's still 5-0 and finding ways
to
win.
Just find ways to do it.
Yeah.
Defense is a lot better. So they're number 8 in terms of yardage defensively, the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're number 6 in points per game.
Right.
They've only been allowing 17 points per game. You saw it last night, and you still have Patrick Mahomes. And when it comes down to it, when he needs to make a play, he always seems to make it.
And Tay-Tay was there.
Okay. Tay-Tay was there, of course.
Tay-Tay was there.
Of course. Hey, isn't this after their breakup, supposedly, according to that paper?
Yeah, the breakup date was, I think, September 28th. The planned breakup date, according to the fake contract.
Let's see if they're still around in a few months. I don't know.
You're still questioning
it? It's weird. Why was she not at his birthday? I don't know. I do question it.
She was busy.
Okay. You're too busy for your big, famous boyfriend's birthday?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe she probably had something going on.
Okay. You say so.
I mean, she was there last night.
Yeah.
So they clearly are still together.
So the Chiefs are 5-0 heading into their bye week next week. For all of you fantasy dorks out there, myself included, your team's on bye next week. Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when there are four teams on bye like this past week. It seemed like a light load on Sunday watching the early games. Like, oh, there's not that many games on.
Well, you have the Thursday game, so that eliminates that. You always have the Sunday night game. Monday game. Yeah.
Aren't there also some weeks where there are six teams on bye? Or is it all?
Yeah, I think so.
That's when it starts to be slim pickings.
I want to thank Chris Olave for giving me 3 points. I only needed 9. if he gets 9 points, I win my game in one of my leagues. He gave me 3.
Mm-hmm. You asked me yesterday, do you think this is gettable for Chris Olave? And I was like, sure. That's like 4 catches for 50 yards. Like,
yeah, that's nothing.
It's not that big of an ask. But apparently last night it was.
So kind of the big news in the NFL yesterday was the Raiders have basically said, Davante Adams, we're trading you in the next 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the Green Bay Packers, of course, is former team. But the teams that are supposedly in the mix have weak offenses. Like, I just don't think he'd be happy going to the Saints. All right, that's his boy, Derek Carr.
Yep.
And then the Packers. All right, he loved Aaron Rodgers years ago in Green Bay, but Aaron Rodgers looks washed.
You mean to the Jets, not the Packers.
Sorry, Jets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers, I think arm is not washed, but his legs look. His legs definitely.
Arm didn't look great the other night.
His arm looked a little shaky.
His arm threw 3 bad picks.
Yeah.
Well, especially the last one, he threw it 5 yards short.
Yeah, it's
down the right sideline.
It might be time. Like, he's gonna ride out the string this year. I'll be stunned if he comes back next season.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless he looks really good, like, down the stretch, which I think it's
I doubt he's going to want to limp out and look horrible. But let's see. Let's see if he can't.
I doubt Matt Ryan wanted to limp out and look horrible, but he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Matt Ryan's not quite on the same level as
Aaron Rodgers. Point is, sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Matt Ryan was kind of limping out for a few years, though. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I just
don't know if Davante Adams would be long-term happy there.
We might not.
Well, why will the Raiders care? I mean, if they get the best offer.
Right.
Yeah.
They just want him out of their locker
room.
Davante
clearly doesn't want to be there. All right. I don't care where you want to get traded. We're trading you for the best offer.
Right.
Right?
Right. 100%.
I mean, if the Steelers are the best offer, you're going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
If the Jets is the best offer, you're going to Pittsburgh. Or going to New York.
Next Monday night's a big one. Bills travel to MetLife to take on the Jets. That's a big one in the AFC East.
Jason, I feel.
Mean,
go ahead.
Yeah.
No.
No, I was just saying in terms of the standings, I mean, the AFC East clearly up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
No one's kind of taking charge there. AFC North, all right, I assume Baltimore is going to win that division. And they've won three straight. AFC South, Houston looks like they're going to just run away with it. AFC West, Chiefs, they're probably going to run away with it. And then in the NFC, man, besides the Vikings, it's just kind of wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be like that for most of the year.
I think Detroit can catch the Vikings.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm not saying the Vikings are going to run away and hide. I just think that, you know, at 5-0, it's only a couple 5-0 teams, right? Chiefs and Vikings.
That's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Two undefeated teams.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no defeated teams anymore because Jacksonville got the win, right? So there's no winless team.
There's no winless teams. Yeah.
Five games in. That's all it took. No undefeated teams, no winless teams.
A lot of bad 1-4 teams,
yeah,
like the Patriots, but no winless teams.
But again, because the Saints didn't score last night, the Washington Commanders have the highest scoring offense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's fantastic news.
Unbelievable.
Number one.
We always try to be, you know, reasonable and say, you know, if you can improve 2, 3, 4 points from year to year, that'd be pretty incredible. They've improved like 12 points.
I think I've been saying all during the Ron era, like just get us to 24 to 25, maybe 26 points.
Yeah.
Now the number starts with a 3.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2 touchdowns better.
Starts with a 3, which is an amazing turn of events.
It's amazing.
Yep. It's fantastic, and it's fun.
It's so fun. And by the way, it
might drop off, you know, a few here and there against a certain team.
Right.
It kind of depends what the defense you're facing, but I can't imagine it dropping off that much the way they're moving the ball.
In the next two games, they get the Panthers and the Bears.
After that.
I mean, and the Ravens have not shown a propensity to stop a lot of teams either.
Not through the air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Could be some more points on the way for your Washington Commanders, and they play the Ravens this weekend. That is their next opponent. Lots to get to on a Tuesday show here on the Junks. We got Chris Doering joining us from ESPN and SEC Network. He'll join us at 7:20.
Chris Doering lives in Gainesville, which is about an hour and 40 minutes from Tampa.
Yeah.
And when this next hurricane, which is just, it's unbelievable. It was a Category 5 yesterday. That means gusts of 220 miles per hour. Think about that. It's been downgraded to a Cat 4, but it's going to hit Tampa directly, which isn't that far from Gainesville. So
yeah, it's scary.
Definitely want to ask him about that.
So Chris Doering on the show at 7:20, and like we do every week during the NFL season, Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders. He'll join us coming up at 9. That's all coming up here on the Junks on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.